Flights in and out of Gatwick are suspended again due to another reported sighting of a drone. And while it's being investigated, the runway has been closed. So it's more disruption. Meanwhile, we've been hearing more about drones in the last 24 hours than we had in the previous 24 months. And the race is on globally to find a fail-safe way of countering their antisocial use. The Technical University in Delft in the Netherlands is on the case and has been organising a contest to see who can come up with the best drone countering solution. Something, in fact, to compete with eagles that we know have some ability to strike drones. The competition looks a little bit like Robot Wars for drones. It's called Drone Clash. And I spoke to Bart Ramus from the university about it. I asked him first to tell me about the motivations behind Drone Clash.
We love drones, so we are a research group in the Faculty of Aerospace Engineering, in the University of Delft, and we love drones. And because we love drones and we believe that they will really help society with good things, we also told already for many, many years that you also have to solve the counter-drone problem. You have to make sure that there are places in the world where drones are not allowed and will not fly. And because of that, we started Drone Clash to motivate people investigating in this counter-drone technology so that we also can keep on stimulating the drone technology itself, because it is a beautiful technology and definitely will help you in the future.
But okay, the only question that matters in this whole conversation, Bart, is how close are you to seeing something come into your Drone Clash that will work, that'll do the job?
Yeah, so last year was the first time that we organized it. It was sponsored by the Dutch police. This year we do it a second time, and it's sponsored by the Dutch police and the Dutch military. So really showing that they investigate in this kind of counter-drone technology and looking for solutions. And last year we already saw that with the teams joining the drone class, they had some very interesting solutions, like hacking into the drones, taking over the control of the drones, and then sending it back to home, basically, or taking it over and controlling it by the data link. And this kind of solutions you see now implemented in a few of the companies that are trying to solve these counter-drone solutions. That's really what the aim of Drone Clash is, basically having fun, making a three-day robo wars, but also learning from it and implementing it into products which can help society in the future.
Okay, so Bart, talk us through the different approaches, because it seems like you could have some approaches that destroy the drones or some that stop them coming in. What are the different approaches here?
To give the best example, I would take the example of birds used in the Netherlands in the past years. And if you look at the birds, how they use to attack drones, it's basically they first spot the drones so they can detect drones. So that's the first task you need to do, make sure that you detect the drones. Then the second task they can do is classify the drones so they can see if it's a good drone or a bad drone, basically. And then you need to take them out of the air. And there are several ways of doing that, but the best way is to do it safe. So grab it out of the air and bring it to your own place so that you can investigate the drone itself, look into the details, and then see from who it is. And all these things can be done by the eagle bird that is used by the Dutch police in the past years.
I mean, is it not easier to link it to the security authorities on the ground to classify the drone and to spot the drone and then to, you know, for example, drop a net on it or something that just brings it down?
Yeah, you give a few examples of what could be the solution. So I would like to invite you to join as a team in Drone Clash. But that's only a few of the examples that are be used. For instance, if you shoot a net, you only have a limited distance where the net can be shot to. So you cannot cover a whole area of an airport, for instance. The same with detection. If you use the ground personnel to detect drones, then it's already too late because then the drone is already on the airport. So you want to scan the airport kilometers away from it already and detect the drone when it's approaching. So indeed, the things you say are possibilities, but are not the golden bullet that will solve the whole problem at the moment.
Bart Ramus of the Technical University in Delft.